And this Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you by May Adam. And joining me this morning from the Foy Foundation, Inc., it's Stephanie Cole. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing well. Excited to talk to you because this is a different foundation that we've heard of here in the area, and it's called the Foy Foundation. First, tell us about what it stands for.
Well, Foy Foundation, Inc. is, yes, it is a different foundation than other local foundations for the community. But with Foy, what we do is we help cancer patients if they have to undergo a major surgery. We pay for their rent through their recovery time so that they can take the time to heal through that surgery. And so that's what we do. You know, we want to help bring peace to, because a cancer diagnosis, that is definitely a life-changing experience for anyone starting as an adult living out on their own. And that's not something we choose to get as, you know, individuals. And this is something that I feel is going to help so many people. And I myself was a breast cancer survivor. So as a young adult with children, we were able to get some amazing people put together to make a foundation to help many people in the same situation. And yeah, that's what we're doing. Foy Foundation, Inc. It stands for Focus on You, because everyone needs to have that time.
Absolutely. And what a great thing to do, because when we think about that, I mean, you've got the cancer diagnosis and immediately that's where your mind goes. I've got to go through this and deal with this. But there's still everyday life. You got to pay the bills. You've got to pay the rent, you know, buy groceries, and having your rent taken care of for that amount of time so that you, you know, oh man, what a relief that's got to be.
Well, you have that stability. Like that is, that's your rock. That's your foundation. And you know, whether you're married or single or a single parent, like that foundation, like we need to have that as thriving adults, you know, and there's a lot of great organizations out there like St. Jude and Make-A-Wish and, you know, listeners for that, you know, people have the opportunity to donate to that. But for adults in general, there wasn't really so much resources. And that was my experience. That was my experience as an adult. And these were, you know, situations that I went through, and I know that there's many people out there in the same situation that would appreciate that kind of help, and it will get us through just that little hump, and it's a beautiful thing, and it's just so beautiful. Like I'm so blessed that I'm able to help others the way I was able to get through. So it's been a journey.
I would imagine so. I mean, like we said, there are so many different expenses that you don't think about that pop up. To have one of those taken care of and on the back burner for a little while, that is great. So how are you, you know, you've got to fund your foundation to be able to help others. So what kinds of things are you doing and how can people help out, Stephanie?
Well, we're doing something a little bit different for the funds for our organization. We are raffling a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home for $20 a ticket.
Oh, wow.
It's a 3-bedroom, 1-bath home for $20 a ticket. And we're doing this because, you know, fundraisers and events, they're always really fun. But if we're going to be that organization where we can help someone get through their journey having a major surgery, this is going to take the community coming together if they want that chance to win a home. And because every town, everyone has different rent prices. So, but a recovery is 6 to 12 weeks. So whether you have a mastectomy or a prostate removal, brain cancer, I mean, there's so many different kinds of cancers out there that are major surgeries. And so with our event, we are raffling a home, and it ends on April 22nd of 2023.
So there's still plenty of time for folks to get tickets and be part of this. How do they go about getting tickets, Stephanie?
Well, here in the state of South Dakota, in Rapid City, that's where the local place is, where the home is, and that is where the office is. But if they want to purchase tickets online, they can email us, and we can send them an invoice from Foy Foundation Inc. and then they can just purchase tickets in their own home. They just need to leave their first name, last name, and their phone number in the email. Or they can go through Venmo. Some people, it's kind of like a cash app. Venmo, it's at Foy Foundation Inc. That's the name they look up. We just need to know first and last name and the phone number. And then we, I do a live with explaining who has donated so that the supporters have that validation that their tickets are being collected and they get acknowledgement and being supported for us. It's pretty amazing.
Fantastic. Yeah, there are so many people in one form or fashion, whether it's themselves, friends, family members that have been touched by cancer. So any way that we can rally around, we can help those, you know, throughout the state, in our area. I mean, this is a great way to be able to help out.
Oh, it's amazing. It's beautiful. I think it's a great foundation, and I hope that we're able to help people. And this is just it's a great opportunity for someone to also win a home. So it's a win-win on both sides, you know. We're God's little helpers right now, and that's how I see it.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. That's awesome, Stephanie. I like that. So if folks want to, you know, either reach out and say, you know, I need some help, or maybe they don't want to buy a ticket, but they would like to make a donation in some way.
Yeah.
How do they go about that?
Just the donation. If they just want to do donations, they can come personally to 429 Kansas City Street, Suite Number 2 in Rapid City. Or if they want to do donations, it's the same online location, Venmo at Foy Foundation Inc. You can put in the message donation, or you can email us at foyfoundationinc@gmail.com, and you can also put in the body of the message donation.
All right. Fantastic. You're doing some wonderful work. Keep at it, and I hope people rally around and buy tickets. They donate, and they become part of this because, you know, it really does take all of us to help out.
That's right. Thank you so much for your time, and you enjoy your beautiful Wednesday and happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, thank you, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and we'll be in touch and see how things are going with the Foy Foundation.
Fabulous. Thank you so much, Dave. Have a great day.
There's Stephanie Cole with the Foy Foundation. If you want to find out more about them, look them up, F-O-Y Foundation, Inc. And there is your Wednesday edition of People in Your Neighborhood brought to you this morning by May Adam.